I think you're right, Mr. Chairman, about the scope of the committee. I think there's two issues we're probably looking at specifically. One is how the money was spent. We were almost and nearly called into a special session to pay for things that, as the governor later decided, there was actually money appropriated to pay for. And then secondly, and perhaps, is the response. The response to when the non-indictment was issued and came out, I think all of us are wondering and asking the same questions after a state of emergency was called for and the National Guard was in St. Louis and the National Guard was in Clayton and the National Guard was downtown, why the National Guard was not in Ferguson when one of our communities was burning. And I just want to make it clear, and it is my understanding and my hope that this committee will follow every lead, will uncover all the evidence, leave no stone unturned until we find out the truth as to why that happened. Because in my view, there are a lot of unanswered questions, and the governor of this state, his administration, and the people that were advising him, whether they are here in Missouri or in Washington, D.C., owe the people of this state answers to those questions. And so it is my hope that this bipartisan committee, where there are four Republicans and three Democrats from each chamber, will ask those questions and let the facts lead us wherever they lead us.